This episode is a hard flex. If you are not about hearing a Black woman talk about her accomplishments, find another episode to listen to. Okay. I need to toot my own horn a little bit because this podcast is new does not mean that I am new to this shit. And this is a great way for people who may not know me to get to know me, and for myself to take the time to list my accomplishments, because that is important. And this episode is actually inspired by me having to do that recently, me having to list out all of the things that I have accomplished up to this point. And we should all be doing the same. We should all be taking the time to pat ourselves on the back and take stock of what we have accomplished to the now. That combined with the date of release of this episode, because on this day I was planning on producing a Flaunt Events Toronto event. Paired with that, I feel like it's appropriate for this episode to be a little bit of a highlight of why I'm here doing this work that I say I am doing, why I occupy the space that I occupy, and why I am qualified to be here. So the journey started in post-secondary. I started thinking that I would be an accountant, and I ended up with a degree in small business management with an emphasis in event management, because I knew that I wasn't about that desk job life, and I knew that I wanted to work with small businesses. I wanted to do impactful work for businesses, and not just work for a big business. And I also knew that, like, I enjoyed organizing. At that point, I had been organizing events. I had been coordinating groups of people. I had been budgeting and planning, and so that appealed to me. Post-secondary, I did what everyone was encouraged to do, which was get a good job, you know, start your career, whatever that meant. And I landed a government job, which was great. It was paying me well. I was able to save. And as a creative in hiding at the time, that sucked my entire spirit out. It broke me down, and I couldn't name it at the time, but it was a feeling. It was a feeling that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And it was a feeling of me yet again being employed and feeling like my employer did not respect me or my value or my humanity. This is my job right out of post-secondary, so I'm not trying to leave this government job. I'm trying to make it work. In hindsight, what I now understand is the universe, God, my ancestors. What happened was, in the moment, I got into a really bad car accident, fell into a depression, and had to leave the city, had to leave Brampton. And so I moved back to Toronto in 2015. Shortly thereafter, quit the government job, quit the good job, was slated to start a new job, and was actually terminated before I could start the new job. So I was jobless in Toronto, have just moved. And the hustler spirit was ignited. I had done a certification course as a nail technician. So I started my nail tech hustle. And in school, I was blessed. Again, in hindsight, I can call it my ancestors. I can call it God. I can call it the universe conspiring in my favor. In that course, which was taught by a self-hating Black woman, you hate to see it. In that course, I linked up with Jasmine, aka The Nail Snob, aka Unique Studio. Check her out. She is incredible. She's an incredible artist. I linked up with Jasmine, and our love baby Flaunt Nail Pop-Up was created July 2017. And together with three other nail technicians, three other small businesses, a featured artist, shout out to Abby, we brought together an idea and we made it a reality. And I knew after that particular event that that was what I was supposed to be doing. I was supposed to, like, that was confirmation, because I knew in theory that's what I wanted to do. But in practice, I was able to flex and I was able to see that this is actually where I'm meant to be. This is actually what I'm meant to be doing. And I knew I had to do it again. And so I did. In 2018, I produced two more marketplace events under the Flaunt Events Toronto umbrella. And the response, the amount of people that were interested blew me away. The amount of people that participated blew me away. The connections that were made blew me away. And this is from me just taking the initiative to bring us all together. And that indicated to me that there was clearly additional need. I'm not saying that I was the first or the only, but that there was an additional need for these spaces. And so 2018, in July, the event was hosted by Sav. Shout out to Sav of the Nympho Diaries podcast. We highlighted Abby again. Shout out Abby. We highlighted Zen Gold Creative. Shout out to Zen. I was actually connected with ChemCE Essentials for the first time, and my skin has been changed forever since. And I could literally name every business, and so I shouldn't. But upwards of 30 unique businesses, loads of repeat businesses from the July to the October event, which was awesome. And then in 2018, in October rather, Garth showing up, Garth and Killian traveling from New York City to perform, was incredible. Bridge TO and Cara Donnell, us teaming up and making the event a drop-off point for donation items for the Trinidad flood relief, me donating a portion of the proceeds from that event to Habitat for Humanity Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm really getting into my groove and understanding the spaces in which I want to be in, and understanding that these, through this crowd, there are some really, really great connections being made and really, really great networks being built. And even beyond me, like, I'm seeing people that had met at the events working together, moving forward, which again, was incredible to witness, was incredible to facilitate, was incredible to contribute to and be a part of. And so I must continue this work. Like, I'm activated at this point. I'm understanding, yes. And so I want to pull over for a moment and park, because I want to acknowledge that all of this work is not done in a vacuum. And I also want to acknowledge that everyone has their shit. And so 2018 going into 2019, but 2019 in particular, was a very, very stressful time for me. And one of the biggest culprits of the stress was my full-time job. My employer was on a mad thing and essentially left me responsible for the place of business that I worked for. And so when we get into 2019, I need you to understand that I'm doing everything at the same time that I am keeping the actual business that pays my bills afloat. umbrella. And so I brought the Black Ass series to the table in 2019, which was a series of social events for the Black millennial in Toronto. If you were free on that particular night and you resonated with what we were doing, you were welcome to show up. You know, it was really meant to be an open space for us to just suss out each other's energy without the pretense of having to pay for something or having to buy something or not being able to hear the person because the music is too loud. And so really, in an effort to build community and meet new people, I brought the Black Ass series to the table. And in addition to the Black Ass series, I delivered another baby, which is just my baby, which was Pop Up in Lyme. And that was marrying what I obviously loved from the marketplaces and infusing it, dunking it, drowning it in carnival essence and culture. Because carnival culture is, for me, the key to our liberation, one of the keys to our liberation. And I really do want to positively contribute to carnival culture in Toronto. And so this was my offering to that culture. Pop Up in Lyme was my offering to that culture. And to me, even though I was running a fever and damn near passed out after, it was incredible. It was incredible to have been able to pull that together and for people to have been there to enjoy themselves. And trust me, it wasn't without its kinks, but in understanding the larger picture of all that I was dealing with, it went over extremely well. And I am so excited to do it again. So excited to do it again, because I know that, again, this is what I'm meant to be doing. Nobody can tell me I'm not meant to be doing it, because there's no one else doing it. So just let me do my thing. You can participate if you want to, or you can hate from outside of the club. And like, those are your options. But I wanted to pull over again one more time, because in addition to all of the wonderful lessons life and my entrepreneurial journey had brought me up until that point, in 2019, at the end of 2019, after the burnout, after getting sick, after resolving within myself that I had to do nothing, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't think about anything, I needed a break. Again, I can say that this is God, the universe, my ancestors conspiring in my favor. Because earlier in 2019, my cousin Shakima, shout out the Gem Experience, love with BNS, my cousin, also an entrepreneur, came to visit me. And what she didn't realize, but what I took away from our visit at the end of last year in 2019, was the spiritual perspective and spiritual reset that I needed to mentally and spiritually prepare for the year that 2020 had in store for me, particularly after having like a buildup of stress, a climax of stress, and now coming down from that stress and unpacking what took place in the year 2019. That faith that Shakima demonstrated and passed on to me and inspired me to tap into allowed me to deal with what 2020 had to offer with grace, in my opinion. In hindsight, looking back, I definitely needed that spiritual seal off to an otherwise stressful year in order to approach 2020 with a clean slate and a fresh pair of eyes. And I am so, so tremendously grateful and glad that that is how it happened, because now I am ready for whatever 2020 has in store for me. I am spiritually ready. COVID sat me on my ass So I really had to take the time to be by myself and do nothing like I asked for. That spiritual reinforcement at the end of 2019 allowed me to pick myself up and try again, but this time being respectful, mindful, and honoring self and my capacity, because if I am not well, I cannot put out good shit for my people. And I want to do right by myself and by the people that I say I want to contribute to and uplift. And so here we are. Here we are with this podcast. Here we are with 29 and I am humbled. I'm humbled to be here. I'm humbled to be here sharing this story with you for sure. And this podcast is new, 29 and the podcast is new, but your girl Casey, the host, the producer, the editor of this podcast, is not new to this community work. And in me taking the time to essentially list out my resume or my qualifications for why I am here in this space, occupying this space, I encourage you to do the same for yourself. Why are you that bitch? Because I know you are that bitch, and that is a gender neutral term. Anybody can be that bitch. Why are you that bitch? What have you overcome? What have you accomplished to get to this bad bitch level that we are so obviously aware that you are at? It's one thing for it to live in our heads and for it to be innate and known from within, but there's a magic in being able to see it physically, because as you continue to accomplish things, that list continues to get longer, and the gratification, the positive gratification and affirmation that you receive as you see the list that of your accomplishments grow, that is a beautiful feeling that we all deserve. And so I appreciate and thank you for holding the space for me to do that very same thing on this episode. Flex a little hard. It was difficult for me. I recorded this many times. I re-recorded this many times. But it's coming out. Okay? If this episode resonated with you, or if my body of work thus far resonates with you, please feel free to share this with your good people with good sense. I am in no rush to grow quickly, but I am excited to build a community of intentional folks. And so feel free to share, and I will see you next time. Link you next time. See you next time sounds weird, right? I will link you next time.